American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Charges filed against the gunman in the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump, Dana Marie McNichol, in West Palm Beach, Florida, with the latest.
Ryan Routh has been charged with two charges, possession of firearm by a convicted felon and a possession of firearm with obliterated serial number. He walked in shackled with both his wrists and his feet. He also smiled while he walked into that courtroom. Our producer said he laughed with his attorney a couple of times, which was very interesting to learn a little bit more about his demeanor. We are learning also about his presence on social media. He posted multiple times about the former president. We also know public records show 58-year-old Ryan Routh had at least 100 run-ins with police.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle speaking out against the most recent assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is a Democrat and a member of the task force that's investigating the July assassination attempt against Trump.
Political violence has no place in our country, and Republicans and Democrats must come together and say this is unacceptable. This should never happen. You don't need to be one side of a party or another to condemn this.
Meanwhile, former President Trump is expected to be back on the campaign trail later this week. Alexandria Hoff has more.
Trump was expected to announce a new cryptocurrency exchange tonight from Mar-a-Lago and plans to travel to Michigan tomorrow. And if the schedule remains, Trump will join his running mate J.D. Vance for a town hall in Flint tomorrow with razor-thin margins in Michigan. Trump and Vance have both been frequent visitors, both holding events there late last month. And this weekend, the vice presidential contender said that he learned his lesson on speaking for the former president when Trump at last week's debate denied a claim by Vance that the two had discussed vetoing a federal abortion ban if it came to Trump's desk. Vance also distanced himself from controversial social media personality Laura Loomer. Loomer, a Trump supporter, made disparaging remarks about Vice President Harris's Indian heritage.
American Family Association has proposed a resolution for the next Apple shareholder meeting. Chris Woodward has more.
AFA is asking Apple to do an assessment of the risk involved with not implementing what they proposed would be a child sexual abuse material scanning software on all Apple iCloud accounts. AFA Vice President Walker Wildman.
This was a proposal back in 2020 and 2021. Well, after concerns from privacy groups, Apple withdrew the plan to expand what's known as the CSAM scanning feature for iCloud accounts. And just in essence, what this software would do is it would scan for child sexual abuse material in Apple iCloud accounts and notify Apple and law enforcement if material was found. So this has broad ramifications when it comes to protecting children, and so we're wanting Apple to do a full review, a full study and report on the risk involved with not rolling out these additional child protection features.
The request from American Family Association is part of a new campaign from the ministry.
We're taking on big tech, and we're taking on companies like Apple. This is a new era in fighting for the protection of children and their innocence. And Apple's a key stakeholder here. Apple's a multi-billion dollar company, the largest tech company in the world, and they need to take every precaution possible to protect minors from harmful content and to protect children from having their sexually explicit images shared on these Apple devices.
I'm Chris Woodward.
The National Hurricane Center today continues to track a tropical disturbance near the coast of the Carolinas that could become a named storm. Janice Dean with the latest.
But regardless of whether or not it becomes a depression or a tropical storm, still the same results, and that is gusty winds along the coast and some heavy rain. So this is a potential tropical cyclone. It has tropical characteristics, but we are expecting a quote-unquote landfall sometime within the next 24 hours. So we have tropical storm warnings in effect for parts of the Carolinas up towards Virginia.
U.S. stock indexes are drifting closer to their records as Wall Street gears up for the most anticipated meeting of the Federal Reserve in years. More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.